This episode of Two Blondes, One Pod is sponsored by Pretty Good Nails.
Hello, beautiful. Are you sick of costly salon visits only to end up with less than perfect nails? Listen up, because we've got the solution you've been dreaming of. Introducing Pretty Good Nails Co., your ticket to a flawless, long-lasting manicure at home. Our press-ons last up to 4 weeks, saving you money and time without the damage of salon nails. Here's the best part. A portion of every purchase goes towards removing ocean plastic pollution. Look pretty, do good. Head over to prettygoodnails.com and use promo code LOOKPRETTY15 to get 15% off your first order. Again, that's prettygoodnails.com with code LOOKPRETTY15 at checkout.
Live from the department, welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks so much for listening. We are truly tortured.
Truly.
It's been, I mean, we're tortured in many ways, but we'll get into it. But
yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's been a long weekend. Yeah. It's been a crazy few days, to say the least. We have a lot to unpack in this episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you don't already know, if you haven't listened to previous episodes, Chelsea and I are big Taylor Swift fans, and her albums just released on, what night was it? Thursday or like Friday midnight?
Yeah, technically Friday, but yeah, Thursday.
Yeah.
Utah time. Yeah.
Yes. And we knew leading up to this that we wanted to do a Taylor Swift episode and dissect this album, but we were not prepared for this.
I was not prepared.
Like, for how much work actually it is to dissect this album. I'm just going to call it album because it's easier. Mm-hmm. But like, seriously, so much work, because it's so phenomenal, but it's so lyric heavy that there's just, I literally had to pull out a dictionary. Like, I literally had to pull out a dictionary. So,
no, literally. Yeah. Yeah, this album, I almost feel too stupid to listen to this
same
album. Like you said, very lyric heavy and a lot of big words. Yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
But first, let's talk about the hell you've endured.
Yeah, in the past 24 hours. The other torture you were referring to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got strep throat on Friday, and I was like, eh, it's fine. I just have like a little sore throat. And then Saturday morning, I like went to the Instacare because I was like, eh, it's getting worse and I probably should just get treated for it. So they gave me a penicillin shot. And within hours, I was dying. And I like pride myself in having a high pain tolerance. I literally gave birth to Kale unmedicated and like only screamed for like 5 minutes. Like, I never even huffed and puffed really through a contraction. Like, I was totally fine until transition. So I'm like, I just feel like I have such a high pain tolerance. I literally would have rather given birth to Kale again than dealt with what I dealt with yesterday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was awful. And it just made me sad too, because my kids have had it and I'm like, is this what they felt?
Yeah.
Like, it's so sad.
I really think that strep throat is worse for adults.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully Chelsea doesn't get it because she's here recording.
Well, didn't you say you're not contagious?
I'm not contagious anymore. Okay, the doctor said after 12 hours, but it's been like well over 24 hours now.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just think.
How does that work?
I don't know how it works, actually. I didn't ask. Okay. But yeah, I got the penicillin shot, which OMG, that shot is a bitch.
Yeah.
I've
never had it, but I heard it's like thick, like peanut butter.
Yes. I was like, oh, it's a shot. Like, I'm fine. Like, needles don't scare me. Like, I'm fine. When the nurse pulled that baby out, I was like, Vivi, I'm going to need you to hold my hand. So Vivi like comes and she like steps on the little step stool, you know, and
I'm actually came to hold your hand.
Oh, yes. Okay. And I'm like leaning over the like table and she's like standing on the little step stool and like she's like holding my hand. She's like, it's okay, mommy. You just have to take deep breaths. Aww. Be brave. Be brave, mommy. Oh. Be strong. And I was like holding her hand, but like trying not to squeeze it. because yeah. it hurts so bad. But anyway, so it was a bad 48 hours, but I'm here to tell the tale and I survived. And yeah.
Good, good. Yeah.
What torture have you been through?
So we're also dealing with sickness in my home. If you don't know, what you don't know is a lot. My kids constantly have croup. Like literally, yeah, every single illness turns into croup for them. I swear they've never had just like the normal cold.
Yeah.
It's always like a cold, but then like the next day wake up with like croup cough, you know?
So sad.
Yeah. So I ended up taking, it's a Sunday when we're recording this. So I ended up taking my kids to the Instacare this morning. And like I said, I've dealt with croup a lot. Like I know the drill. They've yes. got croup. They need to go in and get a steroid shot, or like the night is going to be hell because croup gets worse at night.
Yes. And if you don't know what croup is, you can tell what it is just by the sound of the cough. It's like a barky mm-hmm. cough.
Yeah. It's like a seal, like yes. barking cough. Yeah. But so I've dealt with it a lot. Like I know the drill. Yeah. And when I take them to the pediatrician's office, they're always just like, oh yeah, like croup is always worse at night. Let's get ahead of it. Get them there, you know, either their oral medication or steroid shot, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it'll get them through like the next 48 hours. Well, I went to the Instacare today instead because the pediatrician's office is obviously not open. And the doctor literally was just like, no, I think they're okay. Go ahead, go home, give your kids some Benadryl. I was like, excuse me?
I'm like, I'm sorry. You're not even really supposed to give kids like under six Benadryl.
I've never given my kids Benadryl. Never, not
you're
once,
not really supposed to.
He's like, it'll help them sleep. I was like, okay, so you're recommending that I drug my kids to sleep? Cool. Anyway, yeah. So he's like, go home, give your kids some Benadryl. He's like, you can give them Benadryl and Motrin at the same time. And he's like, they'll be good. And I protested a little bit, but not a lot, because I wasn't about to throw hands at the doctor's office on a Sunday. You know, I'm trying to be a saintly woman. If you know that reference.
Not us dropping Easter eggs.
Anyway, trying to be a saintly woman today. But anyway, I was very mad. Literally, we were sitting in the doctor's office. The doctor walked out and I literally said, that was a waste of my effing time. And yeah. David was like, Chelsea. And I was like, no. Like, I was really angry.
Dude, as you should, though. There's nothing better to rage over than your children.
I know. But so we go home, put the kids down for a nap. My youngest, Ivy, she definitely has it worse. Like, you can hear it way worse in her voice. She woke up from her nap and she had stridor so bad, like could not breathe. She was just like, like you can hear it, you know, like
yeah,
the trying
so
to like breathe through a straw type of breathing.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was raging. I was a maniac. I was so mad.
Well, yeah. Cause you're like, I just wasted my time and money going to Instacare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I was so mad. But luckily, the doctor, this was like, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago, had prescribed Ivy like an oral, just like a pill, steroid for croup that she could take just in case, like 48 hours later, if she had needed it to yeah. open up her airways. And we had never, like, we hadn't needed to use it at the time. But yeah. So luckily, I had that at home and was able to give it to her. Otherwise, I would have had to go back to the Instacare or the ER tonight because she was just going to get worse. But anyway, yeah. I was lucky enough to have that and I was able to give that to her. And sure enough, 2 hours later, she was breathing fine and happy as a clam. And, you know, so anyway, I was just so annoyed because the Instacare doctor was an idiot.
It's literally like as grateful as I am for modern medicine and like doctors and healthcare providers. Some of them are just dumb.
Yeah.
Like the amount, I just like you see doctors so much through like your pregnancies and then like having children that the ones that are dumb, just really, you're like, I don't know how to tell you, but you're just dumb.
Yeah.
And I never want to see you again.
I know. And I don't want to be this person, but there really is something to say about like a mother's intuition, because I had told the doctor when we were there, I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure my older one will be okay. I'm pretty sure she can ride it out. She doesn't sound as bad. I'm like, but my younger one needs it.
Yes.
And he was just like, no, like, I know this is probably not what you want to hear, but no.
And the Instacare doctor does not know her medical history. Right. Like, you know her history. And so it's just really frustrating.
Right. But yeah. So anyway, today I was a raging maniac. I was.
As you should be.
Yeah. I was very mad today.
Mama bear.
It's fine. We got through it. I just, I'm glad. Feel grateful that I had, you know, that on steroid. Hand at home and I could use that. So.
Well, I'm grateful that as of now, both you and I have gone through this sickness stuff. Yeah. Because it's been not fun for either of us.
I know. And we were going to record last night, but like we said, Haley was dying. So.
Yeah.
Here we are, 2 hours before I normally upload the episode, but we're here.
We're here.
We're dedicated girlies.
We are.
Yeah. So anyway, we really wanted to get out this episode about the Tortured Poets Department.
While it's fresh.
Yep. While it's fresh on everyone's mind. Yeah. And if you're here listening, you for sure know about the Tortured Poets Department. I don't think that anyone who isn't interested in listening will be listening to this one. This one's very specific, very niche.
Yes.
To the Taylor Swift girlies. So.
Yeah, and we're so excited to release it because I just feel like everyone has such different and unique and interesting perspectives on this album.
For sure, yeah.
I really enjoyed listening to it for myself, and then I really enjoyed like talking to you about it, and then also just like going down the TikTok rabbit hole was so fun because people are just so much more creative than me.
Yeah, same.
And there are like bigger Swifties than me that know more of her history with Joe 100%. And with Maddie Healy and just like other things that I like was not privy to. And so
So there I was Thursday night. I had just gotten home from my sister's just signed to play college volleyball.
I know, which congrats to them. That's amazing.
I know.
They're Monterey, right?
Yeah, Monterey. Yeah.
So cool.
So cool, but also like
so sad.
Everyone pray for me. I'm so sad. I do not want my sisters to leave me.
Yeah, it sucks. Annabella,
you're dead to me. Just kidding, but I am really sad. I'm like catch me in my grave at the end of summer. I'm so sad. But no, congrats to them. Anyway, I went and watched them do their signing. I came home and I just waited up until 10 o'clock for the album to release. And so I was living my best life, shaping some sourdough loaves.
As per usual these days.
I'm listening to the Tortured Poets Department, which I've been waiting for so long.
I know, it seems like forever. What was it, like a 2 month wait around?
Yeah. But I'm like texting Haley all the things. Haley's like, don't tell me too much. I want to like wait to know your thoughts. No, I had to like straight up word vomit to Haley everything. I was like, I'll hold back. No.
No.
I couldn't.
I know. We tried.
Yeah. So I'm like texting Haley. Honestly, it was so funny because I could tell you had fallen asleep because you like were not responding. But I was just like seriously word vomiting. I was just like, oh, not this lyric. I was like, not this whole album being about Maddie Healy. Anyway, it was just like
I was dying. Well, you were the first person that even before I looked at anything online, and when I had fallen asleep, I had only listened to like 5 of the songs,
which is wild to me. Like,
I know, I was just so tired.
Yeah, you were.
I think
sick,
I was
baby.
Starting to get sick too. Like, that's when I was starting to get sick. And so, anyway, but like, then you were talking about Maddie Healy, and I was like, I don't even know who that is.
I know, no, literally, who the hell is Maddie Healy?
Who the hell? Which I actually love. The 1975.
Me too.
But I am just, I've always been that girl that I'm like, I love the band, but I know none of the band members' names. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I've always been a fan of their music. I think it's so great. But like, I Googled him and I was like, I didn't even know she had a thing with him. So I was so confused.
Honestly, why everyone was talking about him. And everyone else. Like, if there is one thing about Taylor Swift that I love,
yeah,
it's that everyone can think they know what something is going to be with her and like what, like literally everyone thought this album was going to be about Joe, right?
Yeah.
Like the whole album would be
Joe
about
was
Joe.
Crucified before it even came out.
Right. But she has such a way of surprising everyone.
Yeah.
Every time. Like yes. She really is that girl.
Yeah. I love it so much. Well, she's just such a creative mind mm-hmm. that I just like, she's the only one that can pull this off. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. But no, like it was so crazy because, okay, so I had obviously seen the track list before.
Yes.
And the first song on the album is called Fortnight, which a fortnight is 2 weeks, which I think everyone knows at this point.
Right.
But it wasn't until I listened to the song, I was like, oh, like this has to be about Maddie Healy. Like she's talking about like a very brief relationship.
And you knew that?
Yeah.
Like in your brain, you had that like stored?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a bigger Swiftie than me.
As
like, David would say.
Oh yeah, David gave Haley some crap, but he doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. But no, like, but so it was so crazy to like start off the album and be like, oh wow, like Maddie Healy, like immediately that was like in my brain.
Oh, interesting.
And then, because the next song is The Tortured Poets Department.
Yes.
And immediately, like one of the first lyrics is about a typewriter.
Yeah.
And immediately I was like, Maddie Healy? Like, I was like, wait. Like, it was like such a shock to my system. I was just like, wait, this is so weird. What is the third? Okay, no. The third song is My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
Oh, yeah.
That song is not I think that song's about Joe.
Okay.
More so. But then I heard, anyway, I just, like, the album kept going and I was like, oh, Down Bad? I was like, oh, that's Maddie Healy. I was like, but Daddy, I Love Him? I was like, that is 1,000,000% Maddie Healy.
Well, it just started becoming like 75% of the album was about Maddie Healy. And I'm like, what is happening?
I know. And I think I got to But Daddy, I Love Him.
Yeah.
And that is when I texted you. And I was like, not the entire album being about Maddie.
Yes.
I was confused.
And I will say, like, when I was listening to the songs the night before, granted, I was really tired, but, like, I was listening to them, and, like, if I could find lyrics, I was, like, looking at the lyrics, mm-hmm. and I was just, like, I'm really confused. The album was confusing to me because I was looking at it through a Joe lens, mm-hmm. and so I was just, like, I'm really confused. Like, she's dropping all these hints that, like, it was brief and like kind of unnecessary and kind of, and I was just like, and like kind of like it was a carrot dangled in front of her. And I'm like, how? It was 6 years. I just was so confused. So then when you said Maddie Healy and I like started doing a little research, I was like, oh, not only does this make so much more sense, but also it makes me love it mm-hmm. even more. Like, I don't know. And so it's just, it's crazy though, because I could never have seen this coming.
No one could have. Everyone thought the entire album would be about Joe, and it's just actually not.
Well, and it pisses me off because some of the hate that she's getting over the album are like, how can you write 31 songs about a brief, like, little fling? And I'm like, wait, y'all are missing the point.
Yeah,
if you listened to the album, you are literally missing the point.
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah.
We need to break down the Fortnite music video.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because,
which, by the way, Post Malone was looking cute in that video.
Have you seen the TikToks of girls being like, am I attracted to Post Malone?
That was literally my thought process.
Post Malone, like, sexy AF?
No, that was me.
He is actually super hot
like
without
a cutie
face
little
tattoos.
Gentleman? Like, are we obsessed with him?
A cutie little gentleman.
A cutie little gentleman without his little face tattoos. I was like, you just look like a little polished up man.
You know what I can't get over though with Post Malone? Because I love Post Malone. Don't get me wrong.
I do too. I'm up so much.
And like, he's so how good. Beautiful. Just Taylor Swift and Post Malone's voices blend together.
So well.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's so beautiful. But so well. Something I can't get over with Post Malone is I think he smells bad.
Oh, like when you look at him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
When I like imagine like being in person with Post Malone, I imagine him smelling like he doesn't wear deodorant and he smells like cigarettes.
Well, I should ask Vince's cousin since she's partied with him multiple times.
Well, I also have a friend whose brother-in-law often is with Post Malone.
Well, we gotta ask.
We should
them.
Ask. Yeah. We've got the ins.
We got the
a
ins,
A lot of people
apparently.
In Utah probably have ins. Probably. But we think we
people
special.
In Utah figure out the ins. Like, they know how to get places and meet people.
No, but yeah, Post Malone, like, actually was looking good in that music video. Was. And like and I said,
they looked cute together.
I know. Well, I love like, their friendship.
I do too.
Sorry. This is going to be the most nerd out
podcast
I post.
Oh, I
know. So it just is what it is.
But you could like tell there was chemistry. It was like palpable. Mm-hmm. But like friendship chemistry, obviously. But mm-hmm. I just loved it. Like you could just tell they loved and like respect each other.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah. I loved it. But
anyway, you want to break down the music video.
Yes. Because did you read Taylor Swift's post about the Fortnite music video?
I think I did, but I don't recall.
So she had said something along the lines of the Fortnite music video basically like sums up the entirety of the album.
Oh, okay.
And so it was really interesting in her video. The first time I watched the video through, I didn't get it. I had to watch it through like two or three times to kind of like form...
like to like, conceptualize it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, Taylor Swift is like obviously like in an insane asylum.
Yeah.
And she's like chained to a bed.
Which can I just say I loved that scene. It was so wacky.
It's
the
so
bed
good.
Like off the wall.
Yeah. So
I'm
good.
Like, that would be me if I was in an insane asylum.
Yeah. But I think that
but also her looking so hot still.
Yeah, perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Anyway, sorry, keep going.
No, yeah, I just think that that is supposed to represent like her relationship with Joe. Like she feels like she's kind of imprisoned.
Yeah.
And then the nurse brings in the forget him pills.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously she takes the pill.
Yeah.
And then she's unchained from the bed.
Yeah.
And then steps into like, I don't know, like the writer's room or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think Post Malone in that video is supposed to represent like Maddie Healy.
Okay.
And so anyway, like the entirety of that video is like her with Maddie Healy mm-hmm. afterwards. But so I think like the album is mostly like, yes, Taylor Swift is like obviously upset that she's leaving a 6-year relationship with Joe. But I think we're kind of past that. Like I think Midnights and You're Losing Me kind of like almost wrapped up her thoughts on Joe and how she felt.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so I think the album is, it's about her like stepping out of a relationship that she felt like imprisoned in. And then she's moving on to Maddie Healy, who I think at this point, it's obvious that he has always been like in the back of her mind. Like
yes.
she's been waiting for the right time to.
He's been her in-betweener.
Yes.
So like in between her relationships, but like for whatever reason, it just hasn't worked out for them to like actually be together officially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, just wanted
so
to
good. No, I love
break
that
it down a little bit.
Okay. For any of my readers out there, if you have not watched the music video, but you've read Divine Rivals, there's a book called Divine Rivals.
Okay.
The scene between Taylor and Post Malone. And there's like the, I don't know if it was like colors
yeah.
that are going up in between them.
Yeah. That's like
all
in
I
the
thought about
room.
Was in the writer's room was mm-hmm. Divine Rivals. It's a book about two writers that fall in love. Anywho,
oh.
yeah, and they do it on magical typewriters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's, yeah, it's a cute book. Mm. Anyway, for any of my readers out there, just wanted
yeah.
to shout that out. But
no, I wonder if that is like...
was inspired by that or something.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know. But it's I so love that that is the first track on the album. Because she's literally handing it to us on a silver platter of like, this is like kind of the theme of the album.
Yeah. No,
it's
yeah.
crazy.
And I love it. I actually love the song Fortnite.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like just seeing people talk about it on
yeah.
TikTok and stuff, like, well, and actually I had heard, so the album had been leaked
uh-huh.
like 24 hours before.
Yeah.
And people on TikTok were like, oh, the album was leaked, blah, blah, blah. You can go
yeah.
look it up on Twitter. I was like, I am not going to look it up. I am going to just wait until... you
it
know,
releases.
Midnight to listen
yeah.
to it. Yeah, I'm going to wait. But I had actually heard the song Fortnite on like a TikTok. And anyway, people in the comments were saying that they were like people were just basically like, is this like the real song? Like this
yeah.
cannot be the real
song. They were
already
like hating on it.
Yes, like disappointed. And I was like,
yeah,
I love it. I don't know why anyone is confused. I have always anticipated like this album being more mellow.
Yeah.
It's not, she does have some like, some bops on this
yeah.
album, but
yeah.
not a lot. A lot of people have been saying like this album is, it's more for the Swifties and the people who care to break it down. It's not
yeah.
really like a radio made album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, exactly.
So,
and
anyway,
okay,
I just didn't anticipate
that's why
it.
She's re-released her albums is because she is just doing what she wants to do and what her fan base is based off of now. People that like genuinely just want to listen to her, her lyrics, her stories, what she has to say, and also relate them back to their lives. I loved when she posted saying like, okay, like this was like basically my story, but once I give it to you, it doesn't even matter who it's about or what it's about. It's for you now. Mm-hmm. Like she wants it to be relatable to us and for us to be able to like have fun with it. You know,
tearing up,
I know, but it's so good.
So good. But yeah, I just did not anticipate, like, I think people anticipate the first song off a Taylor Swift album to kind of like set the tone, like get it going. But I knew this was going to be a mellow album. And when I heard the song Fortnite, I was like, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I do kind of wish, if I could have one critique, I wish Post Malone could have had like a verse. He was the bridge.
Yeah.
But I wish he could have, you know, had a little bit more kind of like, maybe there will be like a Fortnite, like more re-release. Post Malone.
Yeah. Version. I kind of
like
the
Lana Del Rey,
wonder.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. In Snow on the Beach, like more Lana Del Rey version.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. I kind of wonder too. That would be my like one little thing too, is I just wish that he was in it a little bit more, but just cause I love him, but I do feel like the vibe like fit him as well.
Me too.
You know?
It was so, honestly, like I just love it. And I love that that was the first music video too.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah. I loved it. Fortnite. Yeah, I loved it so much.
Yeah, if you have not watched that video, you got to go watch it. It's good.
You got to go watch it. But yeah, I mean, I think we'll just like kind of get into all the songs.
Yeah.
I do want to say really quick though that like it is confusing that the album is about Maddie Healy. I mean, I'm coming around to it more. Yeah. We're like a good 48 hours in and I'm just like, okay, like I love it. Like I actually love it so much. But like we've all been there where we've all like liked a really questionable guy before. Oh. You know what I mean?
Okay. And not only that, but I have literally been destroyed emotionally over a fling.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing like being so into someone and them dangling the carrot and then it being ripped away from you.
Yeah.
That hurts worse a lot of times than separating from a long-term relationship because it's kind of like the... I didn't really know what it was. Like,
and it's been built up in your mind. Yeah.
What it could have been. And so I'm like, I feel like people are so confused on why it's such like an emotional thing with Maddie Healy. Cause it was like a barely thing, but I'm like, no, for me, it makes so much sense. These people just have not been through that then.
Yeah. And also I don't think it was a barely thing. Like it was a years in the making.
I think so too. Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah. So Tortured Poets Department, the second song on the album.
Uh-huh.
Just
such a good one.
Do you love it?
Yes.
Kate,
I love it.
I love it. But people hate on this song. This is probably
really
the most hated on song on the album.
Oh.
People hate the lyrics. They hate the Charlie Puth reference. People hate the tattooed golden retriever line. People hate it.
Oh my gosh. I feel like this one she gave us the most.
Really?
About it. Yeah. I feel like this one was the most like obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And so I loved it.
I love the chorus of who's gonna hold you.
Yes.
Me. Like I do too. It's just like scratching an itch in my brain. Like the way she sings that.
Yeah.
I love the chorus in this song.
Yeah. Well, and I just loved the like eating 7 bars of chocolate.
And that's a 1975 reference.
I know.
Because they have a song called Chocolate.
And I love that song. That's the first song I ever heard from them. And I was obsessed with it. I loved it so much. And this is the song that I was like, oh shit, this man promised her things that could not have ever been fulfilled.
With when you put the ring on my
ring
finger.
Dinner, you take my ring off my middle finger and put it on the one people put wedding rings on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hello. Like, I just feel like it's a huge insight to how it actually was.
Mm-hmm.
Deep, interconnected, toxic. He kept her on a line.
Yep. Kept her on a line in the mind games.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I loved this song, but people hate on it. People say it's like the worst written song on the album.
I'm like really surprised, actually. I really loved this song.
Me too. I'm glad you love it. I was worried you would not.
No, it's one of my favorites.
I actually really like it. Track 3, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. Like I said, I think this song is about Joe. I really like the beat of the song.
Yeah.
This is like, I don't know, when I first listened to the album all the way through, I was like, okay, like there are no like true bops in this album.
Yeah.
The more I listen to it, like, the songs are actually kind of boppy.
No, yeah. Especially Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm like, that one's boppy, kind of.
Yes, but I like My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, but I've got to say it's probably on, like, the lower end of the album for
That's me. That's how I feel, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not one of my favorites.
There's not, like, a ton that's given about it. I think this one's about Maddie as well.
Really?
Yeah. There's a line in there that was, like, there was a litany of reasons why we couldn't have played for keeps this time. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't let go of that, like, that this time, because I'm like, obviously they've been here before, and now it's like, obviously a lot of it's referring to as well, like, when they got together, allegedly, I think, right after her and Joe broke up, but right before her and Travis got together, and it was for like a month or two, and then I think she was, again, all of this is theoretical, but mm-hmm. I think her in her mind was like, okay, this is actually the time where we're gonna, like, give it a go. Like, we're both single. Like, it's our time now. And then, like, obviously it wasn't for whatever reason. And so when she says, like, I thought we were gonna play for keeps this time, mm-hmm. all I could think about is Maddie. And it's such a short track.
Yeah, it's very short.
So there's not, like, a whole lot there.
Yeah. No, honestly, would not surprise me if it was about Maddie. Like, every song is about Maddie.
I just think I was looking at it too, like, wanting it to be about Joe, because I was like, where's the Joe material?
Yeah,
like,
we've been
waiting
Joe.
For the Joe. Uh-huh. But I just was like, I'm sorry. Like, I think this is also about Maddie.
I know. It's so funny. I had posted a picture to my Instagram stories that was like, Taylor Swift, Jack Antonoff, Post Malone, Florence and the Machine, like, carrying a casket, and on the casket was a picture of Joe. I was like, no, actually, this should be Maddie.
This should be Maddie on the casket.
Yeah, which I think people know now, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I will say, though, I do think there's a lot of duality in this album. Like, I mm-hmm. don't necessarily think that, like, every song is about one person.
This is how I feel about one certain song that you and I discussed.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree, though. Yeah. I think, it can be about multiple people. Or things.
Yeah.
Track 4, Down Bad. This is one of my favorite songs.
It's really hard. This ties for me with another song for my favorite.
Okay.
But I love this song.
And you know what's crazy? So I had posted my top 5 favorite songs
so
far.
Yeah.
On Instagram, and Down Bad was one of them.
Yeah.
And I got like 6 or 7 people writing me that Down Bad was also their favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. I think also the chorus is really catchy.
So good.
Yeah.
I love how it's like, I'm not going to say it exactly right, but like, I finally knew, like, cosmic love or something. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but now I'm down bad crying at the gym. Like, it's like,
it was so relatable.
Like, yeah. And then it's like, I was heaven sent, but now I'm down bad crying at the gym. Like, I love it.
It's so good.
I love the switch. Yeah.
No, me too. I do too.
It is so good. It has probably the most curse words, but
it's okay. Yeah, I like that too. I feel like this is her most mature album.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know? And so I'm like, it only just makes sense that there'd be F-bombs every song.
Yeah.
But it's just her most mature album. So she just kind of came in swinging like, this is just what I'm writing, and like,
yeah,
I don't care. No, it doesn't need to be. Yeah.
Down Bad is a good song to sing, like, just to, like, get your feelings out.
No, honestly, it really is. Do you think this song is about anyone in particular? Or
I think it's about Maddie.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I think this song is definitely about Maddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so good.
And I love it. It's, like, so sad, but such a bop.
I know.
It's like I want to be, like, dancing to it. But it was so funny because you texted me and you were like, just cried listening to Down Bad. And I was like, I'm like over here dancing. Like, but truly, it's like both.
But it's both.
Yeah, like, I know. Two things are true at the same time.
Yeah. I think that one really is when I was like, oh, he's like her in-betweener.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one had like a lot of references, especially when it was like, tell me I was the chosen one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's so sad. Oh, they'll say I'm
in my kitchen.
I know. They'll say I'm nuts if I talk about the existence of you, because it's just such a short fling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
It's so good. Such a good one. And everyone agrees.
Yes.
Track 5. And everyone knows that a track 5 is going to end your life.
Yeah.
But So Long, London.
Yeah.
And obviously everyone knew that this one was going to be Joe's song. And it is.
And a sister song to London Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, but also call it what you want. People are comparing the beginning of So Long London to the tune of Call It What You Want, and they are very similar.
Yeah.
Which is so sad because Call It What You Want is like, it's one of my top 10 probably.
Oh, really?
Favorite Taylor Swift songs. Yeah. So it's really sad to have that ripped away from me a little bit, yeah. But you know what I mean? Anyway, So Long London is so good.
It's so good.
Yeah. It is so good. It has, so I feel like Taylor Swift, every once in a while, she drops a like one certain lyric that kind of leaves you with your mouth hanging open.
Yeah, that like guts you. Yeah, or shocks you.
In Midnights, it was in Would've, Could've, Should've, where she said, give me back my girlhood, it was mine first. Like that kind of like leaves you dying a little bit.
And like, it's just so relatable also.
The lyric in this album that does that is in So Long London.
Okay, and which one?
And I'm pissed off, you let me give you all that youth for free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
this gave me chills. Sad.
Yeah. It is. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Long London is so, so good.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of it just talks about like how she carried their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which like is sad because their relationship was so long.
Yeah.
You know, and well, that's why I'm like, it's hard because people are like, well, if she was a prisoner, why didn't she just like get out? And I'm like, well, that's the point of the reference of a prisoner. You can't just get out. Like there's more, it's more complex. There's more to it than just that.
Yeah. No, this song is, yeah, it's just like basically describing how she's like literally held on for so long and tried basically everything. And he's just like giving nothing in return.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and you know, the lyric that I thought was interesting, and I wonder if this kind of like shows maybe how the ending of their relationship was, and you say I abandoned the ship, but I was going down with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my white knuckled dying grip holding tight to your quiet resentment. I'm like, okay, so like, I wonder if he was kind of like, yeah, we should break up. But then like, no, like, how could you break up with me?
Mm-hmm.
Like that type of a mind game a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think Joe is very mind gamey.
Well, yeah. And then she's like, and my friend said it isn't right to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why are you scared?
Why are you scared, baby?
Why are you scared? And I think it's just like, because you don't know, for whatever reason, like he was, what's the right word? Like impulsive with his behavior, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if he was the type that was kind of like, yeah, like we're breaking up. And then like the next moment, like, I'm so sorry, please come back.
Yeah.
That type of a thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of mind games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's a great track. It's the one we needed, you know.
Yeah, I think so too.
We needed a really obvious track about Joe.
Yeah. And it was good.
Yeah.
Spilled some tea.
Yeah. At least I'm glad we got that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Track 6. This is like literally maybe my favorite song off the album.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Well, which song is it? Tell us.
It's But Daddy, I Love Him.
Oh, I have it in the wrong order.
Okay.
That's why my reaction. No, I love that song.
Okay.
I don't know where that went on my notes.
Yeah. But Daddy, I Love Him. It's kind of hard to beat that one for me, honestly. At least at the moment, I love this song. When I first listened to it, I was like, oh my hell, this is unhinged. And I was like, and this is screaming Maddie.
But this song gets a lot of hate.
Why?
Not by like true Taylor Swift lovers. They all of them love it. But I feel like this song almost gets the most hate from like the kind of Swifties or like just the general public listening, but like not attached. I think they're just like confused for one. And also just like, I think mostly just confused. Like, is this song?
Yeah. Like I said, when I first listened to it, I thought it was seriously unhinged.
I mean, I was confused.
But here's what I love, though, about Taylor Swift is she does unhinged, dramatic songs.
Yes.
This song and also Who's Afraid of Little Old Me are very, they're very dramatized.
Yes.
Like, and I love that.
I do too.
I want a But Daddy, I Love Him music video so bad.
Oh my gosh. So do I. I can literally picture it in my brain.
Yeah. Because it's because she literally describes it for you in your brain.
Yeah. That's why it's so good.
Yeah. It's, yes. I love this song. I was like, oh my gosh, this is about Maddie. But I have seen people compare this song to her career, which also when you listen to it, you're like, oh wow, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You told me someone compared it to like religion.
Yeah, to their like faith transition.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow, that makes sense. Like, there's just so many ways you can look at the song.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, this one is so interesting because, like, it tells a very vivid story that's obviously not a real story, but it's obviously based off of real things and real feelings. And that's why I think it's so cool, is because you get this like perfect picture of it in your mind, but you can relate it to so many things. I love it.
Yeah, I love the lyrics. I'll tell you something right now, I would rather burn my whole life down than spend one more second listening to all this bitching and moaning. I love those lyrics.
I love them too.
And I love the lyric, like, you ain't gotta pray for me.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like, I'm good. Like,
yeah.
Like, don't worry about it, everyone.
Yes. Like, I'm fine. I'm very confident where I'm at. Yeah.
Oh, I just love it.
I do too. I was super confused when I first listened to it because, again, I was listening to it from like through a Joe lens and I was like, this is not fitting.
I'm, I know, it's so, so funny. Confused. When I texted you and I was like, this whole album is about Maddie Healy, and you were like, wait, you're like, what?
Like, what? Who is that?
You're like, everything. Seriously, who's that?
Literally, who's that?
It's so funny because I think so many people think that. It yeah. was literally like the craziest 2-week fling, and yeah. people were like, ew, Taylor, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing with this scumbag?
Yeah, but it's so funny because.
Yeah. I, with this song, I cannot help but listen to it with the lens of, like, honestly, her psycho level fans who never leave her alone.
Yeah.
Like, I think she does throw a little shade to, like, her actual fans.
She does.
But the ones that just will not stop, like, questioning her life decisions and thinking they know what's best for her just because they're her fans. Like, those are almost worse than just, like, her haters.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I couldn't help but, like, listen, I don't know, like, view it through that lens.
No, it totally is. Like, the lyrics that are like, these people raise you to cage you.
Yes.
Or they, like, what's, I don't know what it says, but something like they love you to hate you. It's, those are not the right lyrics, but something, because they hate you.
Well, and the one where
you.
She's like, I'll tell you something about my good name. It's mine alone to disgrace.
Yeah.
Lyric. I don't cater to all these vipers dressed in empath's clothing.
So good.
Because that's literally talking about her fans. Because she's like, yeah, you love me, but actually you're being a viper.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally, you're not supporting me when you question all of my decisions.
Yeah.
When I'm like, how old is she? 36 years old. Like, she's a big girl.
Yeah, I'm nerding out so hard. I love this song so much.
I do too. I think it's so good. I loved watching it. So if you have not done this already, I'm sure you have, but if you have not done this already, to all of you listeners, go watch people's reaction to the lyrics. When she's talking about being pregnant, what's the actual lyric?
Oh, yeah. It's like screaming, daddy, I love him. I'm having his baby. No, I'm not. But you should see
your
faces.
Yeah. There are people that like record themselves listening to like their first reaction or whatever reaction to that line. And it is hilarious.
That's funny.
Because we're all like, wait, what? Are you actually pregnant? Like, taking the lyrics so literally.
Yeah, no. But it's so good because it's so like, good. But you should see your faces, you idiots.
And
no,
it's literally just saying like, I could tell you
anything. Yep.
And like, I could literally just do it to see your reaction because you guys are unhinged.
Yep. No, I know. It's so good. The song is top tier. It's so good. Next song is Fresh Out the Slammer. And I don't think a lot of people like this song. I'm not sure why I get that vibe.
I thought you were saying, and I actually don't love this song.
I love it.
Really?
I love it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. And this was another song that I heard right out the get-go. I was like, Maddie. Like, right out the get-go.
Definitely.
Like, because of the lyrics, like, fresh out the slammer, I know who my first call will be to.
Yes.
I was like, oh, like, because Maddie was her rebound.
Yeah, her rebound.
Yeah. I super love this song.
Yeah.
The more I listen to it.
I think it was really good just because I think it gave a pretty clear picture about how she felt leaving Joe and like where she wanted to run to, which obviously was Maddie. But yeah, I don't know why it didn't like hit the mark for me. But
it's
a pretty short
song. It more.
Yeah, maybe I will. I think with all of these songs, the ones I've listened to the most, the ones I love the most. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think just once you have like a clearer picture of like maybe what it's about or whatever you want it to be about, you just enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you can relate it to.
Yeah.
It made me sad though when it was like at the park where we used to sit on children's swings wearing imaginary rings.
Mm-hmm. There's like, so many references to marriage.
I know.
And to rings.
That's what I'm saying. He was literally, which I had an ex like this who was like, I love you after week two and like we're getting married, like you're forever for me, and then like ditched me and went to summer sales. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah. Like, this is also the song where she says, because I'm the girl of your American dreams.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Anyway, I was singing that to Rowan in the tub tonight and she was like, what's American dreams? And I was like, oh.
You're like your life, literally. Who you are.
I have to explain this to you right now. That's no.
so funny.
But yeah, actually, I super love this song. You need to listen to it more.
Yeah. Okay, I will.
Okay, my next homework. Song. Yeah, your homework. Next song on the album is Florida with Florence and the Machine. You know what? This is probably one of my least favorite songs.
People either love it or really don't like it.
It's not that I don't like it because I really love the chorus. Yeah. I also think her voice blends so well with Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Yeah, it sounds so good. I love the line in the song that's like, all my friends smell like weed or little babies.
Yeah.
And I can't get it out of my head that that lyric is about Sabrina Carpenter, like her little baby friend.
Oh, okay.
You know what
I mean? Yeah, I was actually confused by that lyric because I was just like, the smell of them. Like, I was literally thinking, like, the smell. I'm like, which one of her friends wears, like, baby lotion? Johnson's baby lotion.
Yeah, I just can't. I you can't convince me otherwise that it's not about Sabrina Carpenter.
No, I could totally see that.
Yeah.
No, I can totally see what you're saying. I'm not a huge Florence
me either.
Fan.
Yeah, me either.
My sister-in-law was like trying to convince me to like her today, like showing me some of her songs. And I think she sounds beautiful. Like, I'm not saying she's not talented.
I just don't know much of her music.
Me either. And yeah. I'm just like, her style is very, it's just like you have to really be into that style of music. And I think her lyrics and everything is beautiful. I think her voice sounds beautiful. I'm just not really into that style of music. Like, it's not really what I want to listen to. Mm-hmm. And so I think for that alone, like, just the vibe of the song wasn't there for me. So I had a hard time connecting with it. I also just kind of wish Posty was in his song as much as Florence was in this song.
Yeah, like I said, like, I wish Post Malone had like a whole verse like she does.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I don't hate this song. I just don't think it's like in my top even 10.
I don't hate any of the songs. I just,
yeah,
it's okay for me.
Yeah, it's okay. I do like it though. Like, the more I listen to it, I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Next song on the album is Guilty as Sin.
Yes.
This song is about Maddie.
I love this song.
Well, I love the concept of this song, like longing for someone else when you are in a relationship.
Yes.
Like, the concept of this song is so good.
I know, it's so good. And she's gotten hate for this too. They're like, oh my gosh, how is she playing the victim? When obviously you can see I've read a lot of comment threads, but they're like, how is she playing the victim in her relationship with Joe when she was literally fantasizing about someone else? I'm like, guys, she was on the end of her relationship. Like, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be fantasizing about someone else if your relationship was good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's not like she cheated on him, but she's just like, and it also just is like, also shows that Maddie was her, like, what could have been, mm-hmm. you know? I loved this song, though.
Me too.
Yeah, I can't stop listening to it. But yeah, one thing that I thought was really funny. I don't know if you have, like, threads, like, Instagram, like, threads.
Oh, I do,
you know?
But I never
like, the
read
Twitter
them.
Of threads.
Yeah.
I like some. I will, like, here and there occasionally. But someone posted on threads and was like, didn't have Taylor Swift releasing a song about masturbation on my 2024 bingo board, but here for it, to be honest. Okay, so then I was like, what is she talking about? So then I was like reading the comment section. This is what she was talking about. I'm going to read it. Okay. It was kind of embarrassing. These fatal fantasies giving way to labored breath, taking all of me. Oh, what a way to die. My bed sheets are ablaze. I screamed his name, building up like waves, crashing over my grave without ever touching his skin. How can I be guilty of sin? Mm-hmm. So she's literally talking about thinking about him and like getting off to him.
Great. But see, like, it's so damn poetic that it's like, it takes like a true, I don't even know a true whatever to break it down.
No, I
like,
know it does.
Yeah. Like a true Swiftie to really dive into those lyrics. And
I
to
know.
Figure that out.
And to figure that out.
And it's even just like in the Cruel Summer, you know, in Cruel Summer when she says he looks up grinning like a devil.
Yeah.
Like, now everyone, I feel like,
knows
like, what that's
yeah.
referencing to, but no one did. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you just really, like, yeah, thank you for breaking that down for me. I'm so glad I know that information.
I know, and now you can't ever unknow it. Sorry.
But I don't care to unknow it. Like, I'm so glad
I
do.
No, I know. It's just so, I mean, it just gives again, so much depth and relatability. Is that a word?
Yeah.
To the album. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that song.
I do too. It's so good.
I think it's good. I love the concept of that
song. Me too.
Yeah. Okay, next song is Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
My sister was texting me, my little sister, and she was like, this song is my anthem. And I'm like, yeah, actually it is. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, I love this song. I've seen people be like, oh, Joe, like, you need to run, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this song is not about Joe. I'm like, this song is about...
This song is about her.
Yeah, this song is about her and her career and the hate that she gets. And but I love it. And go ahead. I was just gonna say this is, again, and I said it before, but it's just like a very theatrical song.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
No, exactly. And that's why I love it so much. When she's talking about the teeth, they took all my teeth. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I also think part of this is talking about her fans as well.
It is, yeah.
And also about her haters. But one thing that I couldn't get off my mind during this song is how women are always perceived as more dramatic. Like a man, let's just talk about it, not in real life, but let's just talk about it in like celebrity life. Like a man will do something in celebrity life and it's like, whatever. But a woman does it and all of a sudden she's like so dramatic. And I think Taylor Swift gets perceived a lot as being like over the top and dramatic.
100%.
You know? Yeah. And like obviously she is theatrical and she is artistic and like maybe that's why it comes across that way. But also she's just someone who's like telling her actual feelings about something. And I'm like, it's not dramatic. It's literally how we feel. Like feelings can feel dramatic. And I think I related this a lot to this because I feel like a lot of times in my life I've been labeled as dramatic or called dramatic, even if I had like valid feelings about something. Mm-hmm. And so I loved this song for that reason because I'm like, yeah, everyone needs to cut the shit with calling women dramatic. Because honestly, have you ever seen a man sick?
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you seriously ever? Have you ever?
Yeah, no, it's so good.
I love this song.
This is a great like pissed off anthem.
Yes.
Yeah,
we'll be playing it when I'm pissed off for sure.
Yeah, no, I had put this as one of my top five favorite songs.
Yeah, it's so good. Me too.
I don't know that it is anymore. I said in that post, I'm like, it's gonna change by the hour.
I know, because it's just
but
so hard.
I do love it.
Well, I think it's one of the more straightforward songs.
Yeah,
and so it's kind of like once you dive deep into the other songs, you're like, oh, like this is so, this cuts so deep for this reason that those ones kind of start like rising on the hierarchy of songs. But
No, I agree. Okay, next song, I Can Fix Him. No, Really, I Can.
I think this was also one of the more straightforward songs.
I love this song.
Really?
I love it. Do you know what I love about it? Do you know what I love?
Oh, what? They don't have to pull a dictionary out for it?
Okay, sure. Yeah, that too. Because I'm honestly too stupid to listen to this album. But... I love when Taylor Swift goes back to her like country roots.
Oh yeah, me too. It's so good.
Like in Cowboy Like Me. Uh-huh. Like I just love when she goes back to her country roots. But something Taylor Swift does is she doesn't make her songs because, okay, think of like Fearless, Speak Now. Like those were very feminine country songs. But now what she's doing is she's making them very like Western masculine feeling.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
And that's something that, yeah, other like female country artists, at least to my knowledge, are not really doing.
Yeah.
But this is one of those songs. Like it's very like Western feeling.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really like this song. It's obviously about Maddie.
Yeah.
Like,
like
obviously.
80% of the album.
Yeah. Yeah, no. This song is obviously about Maddie, but I just love it. I love the sound of it. I love at the end when she's like, whoa, maybe I can't.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the last line, you know?
Yes. Coming to the realization.
Yeah.
As we all have before. Yeah.
This is a shorter song, too.
It is. Yeah, it's really short. But. Short, straightforward. Yeah. I liked it because I didn't have to use too much brain power.
Yeah. I know. And honestly, at like 11:30 at night, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
One I can understand. Great.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Yeah. Okay. Next song, LOML.
Yeah.
Interpret that how you want.
Yeah.
Because the line at the end, the loss of my life.
Yeah.
Took me out.
I know. Not me having to go perform CPR on Chelsea.
No. Really, that was like, that took me out.
Yeah. That's another gutted lyric.
This is the song I can't decide if it's between Maddie or Joe, and I think it's a little of both.
Is this the one that I was kind of, that I said to you, I'm like, no, I think it's about Maddie.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
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 But I think this song does have a lot of duality in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There were parts of me that I just couldn't wrap my mind around it not being at least a little bit about Joe.
Yeah.
I love this song though, because I love a good Taylor Swift piano ballad. This is such a beautiful song.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agreed.
And it's like, it's so sad. It's kind of like reminiscent to me of like Last Kiss.
Oh yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just like super sad.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I just, yeah. I really like this song.
This one you can cry your eyes out to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I personally think it's mostly about Maddie. And the reason why is because this was obviously about listening to like several songs prior that were about him. And like some of the things she's references were things she referenced in the previous songs that were like very much about him. Like Rekindled Flames, You and I Going From One Kiss to Getting Married, A Con Man Sells a Fool, A Get Love Quick Scheme. Mm-hmm. And Are They Secondhand Embarrassed That I Can't Get Out of Bed? No one would be embarrassed that she couldn't get out of bed with after Joe. Ending a 6-year relationship.
Yeah.
But if it's after a 2-week fling and they're like, what the fuck? Why are you so depressed about this? That's why I was like,
I know. And see, this is when you pointed out these lyrics to me and I was like, oh, like, you're right. Like, it probably is a little bit about Maddie at least. Yeah. But
and
I
then
do.
It was legendary. It was momentary. Yeah, it was momentary. Unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Oh, killing me with these lyrics. I think these lyrics, aside from like Down Bad and The Black Dog, gutted me the most.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Black Dog. So yeah. Good. Yeah. No, but yeah. LOML is so, so, so good.
So good. Loss of My Life, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Or both. Honestly, both. I think it's both.
Lust of My Life? No.
Lust of My Life? Like, okay. Literally, though.
Okay. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
So depressing.
This song is so damn fun.
It made me guilty for going to her show.
I texted Haley and I was like, bitch, you could have canceled the tour. I would have forgiven you. Like, I was so... listening to that song was such a mind f for me, honestly, because I was just like, oh shit, like she was so sad. And it's like, I think everyone knew that, but
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, how could she not have?
I know
been? Yeah.
Well, especially when she changed Invisible String on the track list to the one, like,
yeah,
obviously, you know what I mean? Anyway, yeah, it was obvious she was going through a breakup. Everyone knew that, but it's like, you don't actually know like exactly what she's feeling.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, this song was kind of a minor for me to listen to, but I loved it. I saw it was the Bad Broadcast. She had posted on Instagram stories and she was like, I want to taste this song. I just know it tastes like nerd clusters. Like, it's
I
just
love that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like the funnest song, but it's so funny because it's like, I'm so depressed.
On my birthday.
It's my birthday. Yeah. It's like, it's just so funny how upbeat it is, but the lyrics are so sad.
That's why I just think it's so unhinged.
Yeah.
And
no,
I love
it's
it.
It's so great. It's brilliant.
It's great. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. This song is fantastic. I love it. The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. This song is about Maddie Healy. And
oh, for sure.
I love it.
I know. I'm like, this one I was hoping would be about Joe. I was really like hoping and praying because I just wanted her to like slam him on this song. Mm-hmm. But honestly, now since like now knowing the history between, at least the alleged history between her and Maddie Healy, I'm like, yeah, he deserved this song.
It is honestly, I loved it. I've got to say, like, it might be like her best diss track to date.
It's so good.
I can't decide if it's like better than Dear John. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that maybe like it can't be better than like All Too Well, like 10 minute version. I don't know, but it's a very good diss track.
Yeah.
I love it.
Have you seen the like meme of, is it Jake Gyllenhaal like walking out of like this studio and everyone's like, well, now we're done with you. Bye. Like,
that's
now
so funny,
in comes.
Because I think there is a song on the album about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, on this album?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. Okay, next song is The Alchemy.
Uh-huh.
The song's about Travis.
Yes.
This song, I kind of need to, like, listen to more. I feel like this is maybe like one of my least listened to songs on the album.
Oh yeah, I listened to half of the song one time.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think it's just because I was like, oh, it's about Travis. Like, I want to hear the deep shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I need to like dive into it a little bit more. But I do think it's nice that Taylor put like a few, like, okay, there's at least two that are absolutely about Travis. I'm glad that like he made it onto the album. It's kind of fun. This is, I really, really like, what is it called? So High School.
Oh, I know. That one's so cute. I love that one too.
Yeah. I just like that one better.
But and that also one is, that one has like dirty little lyrics too that I was loving.
What does it say? Like touch like, you while your friends
are in the room or something. No, yeah.
Yeah. While they play, what is it?
I don't know. We need to look it up, but yeah. It
play just some video game.
Yeah. Okay. No, something like that. I can't remember what the actual lyric is. Yeah, but no, I love what it. I loved about her throwing in Travis songs is a lot of people are like, how can this album be about Maddie Healy when she wrote it 2 years ago? And I'm like, guys.
Yeah, they're not getting
she
it.
She is a billionaire artist. She could literally write a song today and have it published tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, she's been writing these songs all throughout the last couple years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this just proved that. Because obviously it's about Travis, which I love.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me
I bet too. He loves too because he's such a big supporter of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he loves the spotlight.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody dresses like that and doesn't love the spotlight.
Yeah. I mean,
for his sure, Coachella outfit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she was like way more lax than him. It was so funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, next song is Clara Bow.
Mm-hmm. I only listened to this one time.
Well, you need to go listen again because this was one of like three songs that when I first listened to the album through, this was one of like three songs that I cried to.
Okay, Clara Bow is an actual person, right?
Yeah, so Clara Bow was like, I don't know too much about her, but I think she was an actress.
Okay, yeah, I think so too.
In like the early 1900s. And I love this song because it's like, it's like you look like Clara Bow, mm-hmm. and like it's like explaining that she was like a big celebrity, whatever. She was like the it girl.
Okay.
And then the lyrics like switch to you look like Stevie Nicks, like saying that like people have moved on from Clara Bow. Mm. Like, oh, Stevie Nicks is like the it girl now. And then like at the end, it's like you look like Taylor Swift. But the lyrics say something like you look like Taylor Swift. You've got edge, she never did. And when I heard that, I was like, is that referencing Olivia Rodrigo?
Oh,
and I can't get that out of my brain because Olivia Rodrigo is kind of like, she writes lyrics similar to Taylor Swift.
And she's getting deeper and she's edgier.
Yeah. And I'm like, is that referencing like Olivia Rodrigo is like taking Taylor, you know what I mean? Like taking her place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I just love this song.
Did you see the picture comparison of Clara Bow and Taylor Swift in the music video?
And I think she I thought did that was on good purpose.
Yeah, because she's setting up the whole album. Yeah. I thought that was so like creative and
yeah.
I'll listen to that one again.
Yeah, I just think it's so good.
Haven't had time on my deathbed.
Yeah, but that's like the last song off like the original album without getting into like the anthology. I wanted to just kind of touch on like a few like standout songs in the anthology. So we're not going through like all 31. But the next song on the album is The Black Dog. And that is one of my favorite songs.
Me too. I think it is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
So good.
I just love it so much.
What do you love?
And I mean,
me all your thoughts.
First of all, I'm sure you've seen the TikToks where like The Black Dog has actually been like, we're loving this for us. And they're like, we're going to look at our surveillance cam so we can tell you guys who this song is about, who she was there with. And like, they've just like gotten all into it. Perfect. And I think it's so fun.
Yeah.
But I just think this song is so beautiful.
It is.
I
really
love
beautiful.
This song.
I love also that there is a black dog in the Fortnite music video.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. Okay, yes, I love that. See, she's a genius. I think this song is mostly about Joe, actually.
Me too.
I just feel like, especially when she said they were like sharing their location, I'm like, yeah, she wouldn't do that with Maddie, you know? I don't know. There's other like random little clues that it like could be like partially about Maddie, but I think it's mostly about Joe, which I liked and like wanted to hear more just like about how it went down between them. But I don't know. I just love this song. I just loved everything about it.
Yeah. It's a really, really good one.
Yeah.
It's, really beautiful.
Probably the song I've listened to the most.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm just looking down my list here. To touch on So High School again, just a little bit. I'm just remembering the lyrics in my head is like, touch me while touch me while your friends play Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
Those are the lyrics. Anyway.
I love it so much.
And I love the lyrics in that song too that are like, Are you going to marry, kiss, or kill me?
Yes. So good, because he said that in a podcast, correct? Yeah. It was like his podcast with his brother. It was like marry, kiss, kill. Yeah. Perfect.
Great.
Yeah.
I love it. But yeah, I love it. And then she's like, I can't remember the lyrics exactly, but it's like, I'm betting on all three with you, honestly, or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. Which, don't tell us. You're like, he's going to kill you, break your heart. Like, no.
No. But anyway, although, I just love it. I love this song. And I love how like it literally is like making you feel like you're in high school again.
I know. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, and just it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it too. I didn't even listen to I Hate It Here. Sorry, I'm literally just seeing that on the list. I'm like, I haven't even listened to that song.
Well, it's real good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. But the next song I think we obviously have to touch on is Thank You, Amy.
So good.
It's so good.
And I love reading the comments where they're like, how can you like just put another woman down? And like, you're being so petty. And like, wasn't this like so old news? And I'm like, for who? For who is this? Like, how do you just get over that? Like, everything her and Kanye did to her. It's, like, how do you just get over that?
It's so funny. Since this album has come out and everyone knows that this song is obviously referencing Kim Kardashian, I have had to explain the Kim Kardashian Taylor Swift situation to four different people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People have texted me and been like, okay, I'm not going to listen to the whole album, but I need to know which song is about Kim Kardashian. And also, like, what is the beef between them? Because everyone, I think when they think of that, they automatically just think, oh, Kim Kardashian was married to Kanye West,
when that happened. Yeah.
But no, people don't understand that Kim Kardashian is just as big of a role, like played just as big of a role in that as Kanye West,
absolutely.
If not bigger.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, I tried to explain that to multiple
since,
people.
Since like the bigger situations, she has thrown so much shade at Taylor in every interview on their TV show. Like,
I've got to say, I love the TikToks of people being like, Courtney listening to the song and she's
me
just
too.
Like in her car
and vibing
like, yeah like vibing know, like too. So happy. It's so funny.
I don't know if this is true, but I like heard that North is actually a Taylor fan.
She is. She has TikToks like dancing, and it's funny because Kim is like also in them, like
yes.
dancing with North.
I know
to the songs, but Kim is probably like hating her life,
yeah, like dying.
Yeah,
that's but why no. the lyric about like, oh, we're both gonna know that.
Yeah, it's like I changed your name and hid any I can't remember the exact word, but I hid any clues.
Yes.
One day your kid will come home singing a song that only you and I knows is like
is
about you.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just it's
so
it's
good.
A brilliant song. It's so so good. And yeah. I love also the part in the song where she says everyone knows my mom is a saintly woman.
Yes.
But
like
she
wanted
used
to say you.
Yeah, she used to say she wishes you were
dead. You were dead, yeah.
But like clock that Kim's son's name is Saint. So
I know.
It's so
savage.
It is savage, truly.
I love it though. She deserved to be savage in that. What they did to her initially was so savage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh yeah. I want to go over. Do you have any you like specifically want to go over towards the end?
Not necessarily. I really enjoyed The Prophecy and Cassandra.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Prophecy is so beautiful.
I haven't even listened to The Bolter.
Oh, The Bolter is so good.
I did not like The Robin.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, my God.
That's the one that's like, way
I
to go.
I don't like birds.
Wait, what is it? Like, way to go, tiger? Or
yeah.
What?
I think it's referencing like her childhood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
So it's like cute and sweet and stuff, but I just was like, me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The song Peter is good. Uh-huh. I do think it's referencing Maddie.
Is it from Wendy's point of view? Is that?
Okay. Yeah, this is what I was just going to say is it's like very reflection is reflectionary a word. It like reflects Cardigan, obviously.
Yes.
With Peter losing Wendy.
Uh-huh.
In this song, she says something like he traces hearts on my face.
Mm-hmm.
In Cardigan, there's a line that said he drew stars around my scars.
Oh.
Anyway, I just thought that those are also like.
Yeah, like intertwined.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's about Maddie. And then the last song I really wanted to touch on was just The Manuscript. And this is the song that I think is about Jake Gyllenhaal. Also, maybe John Mayer.
Oh.
Yeah, this song is referencing like an older man that she is dating.
Okay.
It is so good. I love when they're like, we're comparing licenses, which I think means like they're comparing ages.
Mm-hmm.
There's a line in there that says,
in the age of him, she wished she was 30.
Yes. Yeah. But the line that I'm thinking of that I love is like, he says that like, if the sex was half as good as the whatever.
As
like,
the conversation.
As the conversation yeah. will be. Pushing
strollers
soon or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, I just think this song.
And then But Soon It Was Over.
Yep. Yeah. I just think this song has to be about Jake Gyllenhaal or like John Mayer potentially. Mm. Just like an older man.
Yeah.
But I love it because I'm like, oh, she couldn't just let like Jake Gyllenhaal walk out.
Yeah.
She had to like sneak him in there a little bit.
Oh, this is good. I feel like I'm looking at it from, I'm like literally looking at the lyrics while we're.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I like, even if it's not, I like this angle better yeah. than like what I was thinking in my head. Because it just makes more sense. That's yeah. what I love about this album and like why it kind of frustrates me when people are like, it all sounds the same or it's all just the same. I'm like, it's literally like when authors combine worlds, like when they have mm-hmm. two separate series and then they combine the worlds and everyone's like, wow, that's so genius. That is literally what Taylor Swift is doing with music. Mm-hmm. And it's so much harder to do it that way because we don't know the ins and outs of said worlds, mm-hmm. but she's literally combining them. So anyone who's listened to her music is kind of picking up on all these little like hints that it's referencing back to old songs. Mm-hmm. And it's just so good.
It's so good.
And that's why it's genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
She really is that girl. And you know yes. what I love about Taylor Swift is she never drops an album that isn't amazing.
Oh, I know.
You can never. Think of any other artist that has flop albums.
Yeah.
She just, it just doesn't exist with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, that was the last song on the album. I'm glad that we could like, I don't know. I feel like cover like the main ones.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. There are so many other good songs on the album.
I know.
It's only been like 48 hours. I need more time to dissect this album.
Yeah.
But honestly, this album is so good.
Yeah.
It is probably her hardest album to understand.
Yeah.
And I think that's I hate to say it, but I think it's why it's going to be like her most unpopular because
oh, it already
most
is
people,
for sure.
Yeah, most people do not care to it
gets,
dissect it. But this
it gets
album
lost
is
in translation.
Yeah, this album is like truly for the Swifties.
Yeah. And that's what I was telling a couple of my friends who like texted me and they were like, "I gave the album a listen. Mm-hmm. I tried, but like I just don't get it." And I literally texted them back being like, first of all, I applaud you for trying.
Yeah.
Second of all, I just genuinely think this album is for her just very dedicated fans yeah. who like cling to her every word and like want to understand mm-hmm. what's going on in her brain. Like, I feel like you just have to have a level of devotion mm-hmm. to really get most of these songs. There are going to be some that grow on people yeah. and will kind of become more quote unquote radio songs or maybe like a reel on Instagram. But most of them are just for the dedicated Swifties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And praise her for that because I'm sure she knew it wouldn't be the most popular album and she doesn't care.
Yep, she
and
doesn't
she doesn't need it.
It just, I just saw today, it's like the most streamed album in like 24 hours. Anyway.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, on Spotify.
Yeah.
Anyway, she, yeah, she's obviously queen of the world.
Yeah.
I love her so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Taylor, for this album. I needed it.
I know. So
I was being really dramatic on Thursday and I told David, I was like, I know this is going to sound really dramatic, but my life is about to change in like 2 hours. And I'm not even kidding when I say that because every single one of Taylor Swift's albums holds such like a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
And when I listen to whatever album it is from her, I automatically go back to that place in my life. There are so many songs that have helped me like get through things. Anyway,
oh, totally.
I'm just like, these are there are going to be songs in this album that like I didn't know I needed,
mm-hmm.
but now I have them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know that's dramatic, but
no, I love it. It's so
that's
true.
That's my truth.
We've kind of just grown up with her. And so I think it's really fun because it's like, obviously when we were in high school, like all of those songs are so relatable to us. And then it's like, now that we're adults and we often like reflect on like, back on our life, like now these are so relatable mm-hmm. to us. I just love it so much.
Yeah. Anyway, I love it.
That was
it.
Fun.
Yeah, that was fun. That was obviously that was a really good time for me.
Like, same.
Such a good nerd out
had a great
session
time.
For me.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope it was a good time for you too. If you are like a big Taylor Swift lover and you were able to like listen to all our thoughts and, you know, get through the whole album with us. But we'll go ahead and sign off now. It's like an hour away from it being midnight, and this episode's gotta go up.
Yeah, we still gotta edit this bitch.
Yeah, this episode's gotta go up. So anyway, we're gonna sign off now. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you guys have a good rest of your week and a happy Monday. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. We're at twoblondes.onepod.
That's the one. I'm it's struggling. Just long.
I know. I'm always struggling with Instagram. Anyway. Yep, twoblondes.onepod. And go ahead and check out Pretty Good Nails. They're our very first sponsor.
Yeah, we're so grateful for them. And we're really excited to try out their product. They sent us a couple of things to try. So I will definitely be posting when I put them on, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Anyway, we love you. Have a great week. Happy Monday. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.